I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. In the orbit that is the Russian world, so much focus lately has been on Ukraine that I had almost forgotten about Pussy Riot. You know, the punk performance art activist collective from Moscow. They went into the Christ the Savior Cathedral in Moscow in 2012, danced and sang, chanted against Putin. The visuals of the women at the altar in colored ski masks were more impressive than the song, but the Russian authorities were not upset for aesthetic reasons. They put the women on trial and two were sentenced, Masha Alyokhina and Nadya Tolokonikova. Nadya went on a hunger strike at one point. Masha was confronted with enough hostile inmates in prison that she requested solitary confinement. When they were released as part of a blanket amnesty last year, they promptly went back to activism. This time, along with their campaign against Vladimir Putin, prison reform is on their agenda. They've taken their fight on the road, and wouldn't you know it, they popped up at a symposium a few days ago in my own backyard at Harvard University. I had a bunch of interviews already stacked up and couldn't get out of the studio. They only had enough time to speak before catching a plane to their next stop. So we spoke remotely.
Hi, Marco. It's Masha.
And it's Nadya.
I asked them first, and Masha and Nadya are both talking here, to clear up just what Pussy Riot is. Rebel activists who sometimes sing, or full-on punk rockers with a political agenda.
It's not a problem. It's a kind of strategy not to name yourself in one way.
I think people see what they want to see, and if they really want to see us as a punk band, they can do it. But if they are, I don't know, a little bit more interested about what we are, they just easily can check it out, and they will know all about us. It's all at the media.
What do average Russians think of you?
Russians think...
We have no average, you know. We don't like this word, average.
Yeah, the word average became a hot potato in our chat. Nadya said there is nothing average about their fans.
We have different groups of people. Some of them support us in a very serious way. They do things that need a lot of courage, especially when we were in prison. Some guys who are 16 or 17, they came to demonstration and they had real problems with their parents or with the university of college in which they studied in that times. But also, of course, we have pro-Putin people in Russia, and they don't care about us a lot.
When I think average Russians these days, I guess that was the group I was thinking of, the ones who don't get involved. Like last weekend in Moscow, there was a sanctioned demonstration, a rare thing in Russia, where Putin was shouted at and people protested the war in Ukraine. But those average Russians stayed home, didn't demonstrate, and at most are maybe skeptical about Putin and the modicum of economic improvements he's brought them. Do you worry that if you don't have, let's say, in quotation marks, the average Russian on your side, then you're just preaching to the choir in Russia?
When we were in prison, we have a lot of conversations with the usual people, which you name average, but you know, if someone call you average, you will hurt. And I don't want to call these people average because they are human beings and they are not average, you know. And they want to listen, and they listened to us, and probably after 2 days of discussion, they changed their mind about Putin, about power, about protest, and they are, some of them was trying with us to find a way to protest.
Note taken. I knew my time was running out with Masha and Nadya, so I asked them one more thing I was curious about. A U.S. celebrity living right in Moscow. You know, he subverted some serious conventional wisdom, just like you. So what do you think of Edward Snowden?
It's good to have transparent information, because people have a right to know what their government do.
And it's really sad that Edward Snowden now have no choice and is sitting in Russia where he don't want to be. You know, it's a very sad choice, be in Russia or be in prison in America. So we hope that probably American government will change their mind about Edward Snowden.
Do you think Snowden is being used by Vladimir Putin?
Of course.
Of course.
Okay, we have to go. Sorry, we will miss our plane.